Thomas Monckton is variously described as a clown, a mime artist, a creator of non-verbal theatre. He was raised in Parterre in Taranaki. He studied circus arts in Christchurch, physical theatre at the Jacques Lecoq School in Paris, launched a performance company in Helsinki in Finland. He brought a solo performance to New Zealand a few years back called The Pianist. And now he is bringing The Artist, which he will perform in several festivals around the country in March and April. Details on our webpage. Some of them are sold out already. Joins me now from quarantine. Hi, Thomas. How's it going?
Hi, how's it going? Yeah, good.
How long have you been in lockup for?
Years, it feels. I'm halfway through. I'm almost halfway through, so just over a week.
Okay. And what's Finland doing with regard to COVID? We haven't heard much about Finland.
No, nobody ever does, really. Out of Europe, I think it's one of the best, if not the kind of best country to be in, that the numbers are relatively low. But I think that's just relative to Europe, so everything is not great. They're very relaxed about enforcing restrictions. I think there is something in the constitution that means that the government can't tell its citizens what to do, or at least that's what it feels like. And so everything is very gentle. It's like, we kind of recommend that you quarantine, maybe, please, if you have been traveling. That would be nice. Thank you very much. It seems quite relaxed.
So what? How many cases of COVID or deaths by COVID have you had in Finland? Do you know?
I don't know. I think that it's experiencing about 300 or 400 cases per day now, which is I think the highest that it's been. I am not sure about the deaths. Maybe 100 or so.
COVID seems to be treated so differently in every country. You know what I mean? It's so, there's a national character in a country that makes people take a different tack on it. It seems a very interesting thing that could be explored at great length when this war is all over.
Yeah, it's very, very confusing. Like, obviously, my job revolves around international travel, and I've obviously not been able to do that, but occasionally I have done some this year, and it's so confusing because not only does each country have their own kind of official policies, but they are followed in different ways. Like, its citizens respond to the restrictions in different ways, so you don't actually know how it's being followed until you get to a country. Like, I was in Croatia, and it seemed like nobody was following any restrictions apart from in the supermarkets, where everybody bar none was wearing masks. So it was very confusing to adapt to these different restrictions in different countries. Yeah,
I'm just looking online, and it seems that Finland was very attached to the Tracer app, and so everybody used it quite conscientiously, and that may account for the relatively low number of cases. Finland's got a reputation for being, you know, a sensible kind of outfit, and the people are kind of low-key and don't laugh very much. Do they find you funny, Thomas?
Well, yeah, it's a great place for testing out physical comedy, because or comedy in general, because you know that if you get a response or even like half a smile,
that's hilarious.
From a Finnish person, then it translates to raucous laughter anywhere else. So it's the equivalent of like a runner training at altitude. Yeah. Yeah, and in terms of COVID, I think the joke in Finland is that, you know, with social distancing, the social distance requirements of keeping 2 meters apart is actually closer than Finnish people would normally stand to each other.
I don't know. Is this? I don't know whether this is a calumny on the Finns. I heard that it was perfectly natural, for example, for the Finns to have invented cell phones because they hate talking face to face with each other anyway. Is all this true?
Yeah, a common saying is that you only speak if it improves on the silence, which I think is not bad.
That's not bad, and it obviously suits you down to the ground as a mime artist. Do you describe yourself as a mime artist? Yeah.
I'm not. I haven't really encountered a great description of what I do. I'm still struggling with it. I generally kind of adapt to, depending on where I am in the world and what the attitudes to what I do are. So in France, I'm quite comfortable with saying, yeah, I'm a clown, because people are like, oh, okay, yeah, I understand. But in somewhere like the States or maybe New Zealand, then I would avoid calling myself a clown.
Because they expect you to have a red nose on.
Yeah, exactly. And then I might get these kind of curious invitations to do a child's birthday party or something.
How did you end up in Finland?
I met some Finnish people when I was studying at the physical theatre school in Paris, and we were like kind of the only circus artist at the physical theatre school. So I guess we bonded over this common interest in circus. And after that, we went to Helsinki together and did a contract together in a circus in Helsinki. And through that, I met more Finnish people and I got introduced to the contemporary circus world in Finland and got more and more work in Finland until the point where I was basically commuting to Finland from Paris to work. I wasn't getting any work in France, but I was getting all my work through Finnish-based companies. And I just kind of fell in love with the art scene in Finland, the fact that it's like a hidden gem of the arts in Europe, and it's just a fantastic little supportive community.
What you mean they fund the arts very well, do they?
They do, and they seem to, just the way it's structured seems to say that there's an appreciation of the value of supporting the arts as well. And there, at least before COVID, there's a real focus on exporting work. So it means that you're not really kind of stuck in touring and nationally, but there's lots of opportunities of getting out and touring internationally as well.
Can you be eccentric in Finland, off stage, as it were?
Yes. I think by definition, Finnish people are eccentric. yeah, absolutely, 100%. I think everybody's eccentric. Yeah.
I was thinking about you riding a unicycle to school in Pattaya, which people must have thought was pretty weird. What would happen if you did that in Finland?
Well, no one would react. No one really reacts to anything.
Really?
So it's very difficult to put a gauge on what people might think of you, because there's just no response.
Isn't that unnerving for a performer?
Oh, yeah, it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. But you get used to it, and you kind of, I think it's good training. It's good training to develop thicker skin, and it's good training to, like, push on through and not judge a face by its expression.
Are the Moomins huge in Finland?
Yeah. The thing with it seems like in Finland is that once something passes a certain barrier, then it's ubiquitous. It's just, and it's everywhere. So the Moomins, Marimekko, a certain type of dancing is everywhere. Our karaoke is everywhere. Yeah, Nepalese restaurants.
What is Nepalese restaurants?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen so many Nepalese restaurants except in Finland. It just obviously passed the barrier test.
Wow. Is Finland home now, Thomas?
Well, I'm nervous about... I've been there officially for 5 years and working there since 2008. But I'm nervous about calling it home just because it's so unique in terms of it's the culture that... I don't know if I can commit to it permanently.
Right.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's very. It can be quite challenging with the weather and how reserved the culture is.
I won't apologise for not talking to you such a lot about your show, The Artist, because people have already booked your shows out fairly solidly, although there are some tickets left, and people are familiar with you because you've been here before with The Pianist. Just let me ask you this broader question. Do you think that the popularity of your kind of performance art is kind of schadenfreude on the part of the audience because it's slapstick and catastrophe usually involved? It makes one feel better because one's sitting in a comfy seat watching it.
Yeah. I mean, people love to see... people struggle when they know that it's not for real, and I love presenting that style of work as well. I think partly also because it's non-verbal and comical, so it's just universal, so it's very palatable. But it also feels, I mean, it's not a common art form, so it's also feels like people are seeing something new and fresh without it being too challenging or scary in a way that some contemporary theatre can make audiences feel.
It's very nice to talk to you. I hope the rest of your week in quarantine goes well and you get out and enjoy the last of the summer.
Thanks
Thomas
so much.
Monckton, pleasure talking to you. Has a show called The Artist that you may well be able to see around the country. Enjoy the weekend.